Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, growth, and abundance for Black women. I want to go ahead and jump into today's episode and talk about 3 things I really, really want you to consider doing, sis, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Seriously, though, in the year of our Lord, 2024, that are going to, I guess this title is a work in progress, but these 3 things are really going to help you to change your life. They are going to help you live from a place of healing and joy. And that is important for Black women. So very long story short, 3 things today that I want to discuss with you that I'm going to be doing myself that I really want to encourage you to do so that you can live from a place, like tap into your personal well of healing and joy in 2024. And the reason why these things are important, there's a variety of reasons, but in a nutshell, to sum it up, the reason why these 3 things that I'm going to share with you are important is because they are going to help you to not only prioritize yourself, prioritize your well-being, prioritize your wholeness, your healing, prioritize your comfort, your ease, your freedom, your liberation, hashtag soft life, that's in there too. And just embracing your pleasures, embracing you having a relationship with yourself, you learning yourself. I feel like a lot of us, we still don't know really who we are. No shade and no shame in that, right? And also just for our growth, our happiness, to embrace our femininity, whatever that means for you. Like this, these 3 things are really just a all-encompassing kind of thing here. So you can really just see what makes sense for you. But I feel like this year, 2024, is going to be groundbreaking for a lot of us. And a lot of us are going to be launched into our next. This is just what I feel in 2024. That's what I'm feeling. A lot of us are going to be launched into our next, especially those of us who are really taking time to not only, obviously, for example, if you're working your 9 to 5 and, you know, things like that, tend into your relationships, like all the quote unquote normal societal expectations, obviously, right? But also those of us who realize that with a bit of consistency, with a bit of really just getting in alignment with our personal goals, whatever that looks like for you, and just taking action and just being more serious about these things that are important to you. These things are going to, like, we're going to be launched and propelled into our next in 2024. That again is what I am really feeling in my spirit. I feel like 2024 for me is going to be a year of change, a year of growth. Maybe I'll talk more about that down the line next year. I don't want to make this episode too long, and y'all know how I do, right? So before I get into today's episode, I just want to give you a couple of quick updates. Well, really 1 update. 2 updates in particular. Number 1, The Radically Blooming Journal is pretty much done, y'all. I am now just trying to figure out how to upload it into Amazon's KDP program. And then I need to print a copy, just make sure that for myself, it looks exactly how I want it to look. And then after that, it is going to be available. So I don't know exactly how long that process takes, but this coming week, I will be getting it into Amazon. I'm really excited about this journal, y'all. I really, really am, because it's going to be 50 journal prompts that just help you to think about your personal bloom. So it's not a journal with just blank pages. There's going to be 50 actual individual questions or journal prompts, if you will, just to really get your juices flowing so that you can shift into thinking about yourself, right? Especially now that we're in this new season, or, you know, technically the new year is upon us, right? So that's the first thing I wanted to let you know. So more details to come on that, but just know that your girl is done with the journal. And I'm just so proud of myself. I've never done anything like this before on this scale. So yeah, I just wanted to toot my own horn a little bit. Toot, toot. And then also the second thing that I wanted to say is that now for those of you that were that joined me on Patreon in the last week or two, because I had mentioned that starting December 31st, I'm going to be going through a 6-week challenge, kind of like a glow up or bloom challenge, if you will. And so you're going to start to see some things on that this coming week as of this recording. Okay, so there's still time for you to just hop onto patreon.com/browngirlselfcare and just join. If that's something that is of interest to you, you want to grow and bloom, you know, in 2024 with other like-minded women that are serious about having these, like, serious about just showing up for each other, serious about having these conversations, serious about just learning more about what it means to bloom for you individually, right? Because it's all unique and different for us. But I am really just trying to cultivate a space where we can just come together and have these kinds of conversations. So if that's your jam, awesome. Join me on Patreon. If it's not, no worries. Continue to just tune into the podcast, and I'll just be having more conversations like this, right? But I am so serious, y'all, about 2024. Your girl is not playing. I have been stagnant for so long. And the more I do this self-care over the years, the more it really just, it is like the world, my eyes are just really opening up to my possibility, the things that are in my power. I used to think that that things were not my power, my personal power for so, so long, so many years, right? I've learned so many lessons about myself, who I am, what I want to do. Just a whole bunch of stuff. So I am definitely blooming right now. And I feel like we all are blooming at our own paces in one way or another, right? All of our blooms look different. Our personal gardens look different. But the fact that, like, if you're not in some way prioritizing yourself, blooming, growing, expanding, and resting in those seasons as well, because it's not all about push, 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 do, 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 obviously. But it's like, blooming can be just you knowing what you want for your life or for the next season. Whereas before, you didn't know what you wanted. You didn't know who you were. You didn't know that you were empowered enough to lay claim to your liberation. Like, that is blooming. Even if you're in a season of rest, you know what I mean? That also is blooming, especially if you're intentional about the rest. You know why you're doing it. You know why you deserve it. And it's not because of, you know, all the things that you've done and now I can rest. Like, there's so much to say on this, but in any case, I really just wanted to let you know about the Patreon, and I ended up preaching. So my apologies for that, but let's go ahead and dive into today's episode, which again, working title as for now anyway, is just these three things that I really want you to do in 2024 so that you can live from your personal place, okay, of healing and joy in the new year. And again, I would not tell you things that I either have not thought through, that I am not doing myself. Like, I'm not just, for example, Lord have mercy. I don't even know why this popped into my mind, but the visual that I got was just like this pastor preaching from the pulpit, and they are telling you to do XYZ. And then once everybody goes home, the pastor is out creeping or doing, you know,
whatever while in church are telling you these are the things you need to do. I don't know why that image came into my mind. I promise you, I'm not picking on pastors or anything like that, but that was the visual that I got. So that's interesting. So anyway, again, let's go ahead and get into this little episode here, girl. All right. So the first thing that I would say to you, again, these are three things that I am personally doing. And my hope is that you are able to do this as well, especially if you're looking to align with just your peace, your power, your femininity, your just saying, hey, I want to embrace this time to be soft, vulnerable, like whatever the case may be, your joy, your healing, your abundance, like all these things that you deserve in 2024, right? Because we're not doing things the same that we did in 2023, 2022, 2020, 2021, 2020, etc., right? We're going to be doing new things in the new year and really just doing what we can to say, hey, I deserve to live a certain life. This is the type of life I want to live. And this is what I'm going to do. Okay. So the first thing that I would say in this 2024 list of three things is that I want you to start dating yourself. I want you to start dating yourself. And these things I'm very, very serious about. I don't say these things casually. And I know you're just like, yeah, I know. I date myself sometimes, and et cetera, et cetera. I want you to pull out your calendar, okay? And minimum once a quarter, so that's once every 3 months, I want you to take yourself out on a date, okay? I don't care if you're married. I don't care if you're single. I don't care if you're somewhere in between. I don't care if you're dating one person, you're dating multiple people, you're trying to figure out, you know, who the person's going to be in your life. Like, I don't care where you are in your journey of like relationships right now, all of it's relevant. But I want you to start dating yourself, and I want you to go on a date at least once in a 3 month period. So that's giving you a minimum of 4 times in a year that you are taking yourself out on a date. If you're able to do more, fantastic. But I want you to do this at least once a quarter. Dating yourself is about loving yourself, honoring yourself, tuning into who you are. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What things light you up, right? Just imagine someone coming to pick you up for a date. How do you feel? How do you dress? What thoughts are you having? And when I talk about how do you feel, you have these feelings of like, man, I just feel so good. There might be a little bit of nervous energy, but the point is you have someone respectfully coming to pick you up, take you out on a nice date, provide for you, cater to you, engage with you in an amazing conversation, hopefully, go someplace really, really nice of your choice, and really just show you that you are valuable, you're valued, you're respected, you're cherished, you're honored. They may even come to your house with a beautiful bouquet of flowers. They may come to your house with like a little gift or whatever the case may be. And while you're on the date, they are being very chivalrous. You know what I mean? So they're really just like catering to you, like I said. They are really tending to your needs. And it's not that the date is all about you necessarily, because obviously it takes two if you're on a date with someone else. But what I'm saying is by the time you get home, if you've gone out on a good date, you know when you've gone out on a good date. It just, you can feel it from like head to toe. Everything is just not perfect, but there's just this feeling you get. You feel secure in the date. You feel like you just feel like, man, this was like a really good night. And I love how attentive he was and, you know, just different things like that. But the thing that I realize is that a lot of us, we wait until someone asks us out. Like, for example, if you have a partner, maybe your partner's like, "Bae, let's go have date night, da da da," and that's great. Or maybe you're on Tinder, if that's still a thing, and you're swiping, and you guys link up, and you go on a date or whatever. But I want you to get into this mindset that you don't have to wait for someone to basically pick you or say, hey, let's go out. Let me cater to you. You know what I'm saying? We can do those things for ourselves. It's not, how can I say this? It's not that, I guess it's quote unquote bad to do these things for yourself, but I feel like sometimes some of us, we just wait until someone chooses us to then say, okay, I'm worthy of going out. I'm worthy of going to a nice restaurant. I'm worthy of going to a nice hotel. I'm worthy of, you know, having this whole experience. Does that make sense? And you're already worthy. You don't need someone to choose you to do these things. And when you take yourself out, you still take yourself out, getting all decked out, looking absolutely gorgeous if that's your thing, or however you like to go out when you go out on a date. It's still about getting yourself flowers if that's your thing. It's still about having this upscale and luxurious experience, again, if that's your thing. And I'm just using that as because those are things that I like, but you know what you like on a date, right? So I'm just generally speaking on this part. But there's nothing better than going where you want to go, spending time with yourself, okay, eating somewhere nice, and having this whole luxurious experience. And for me personally, because I am going to be doing this as well, most likely I'll end up like booking a hotel that's close to the restaurant. That way, you know, I can drink, I can really eat whatever it is I want to eat. And then the hotel is close by and I will have a beautiful evening in the hotel, hopefully a nice upscale location. And it's just a full experience because I deserve that. And this experience, I'm really going to just tap into those feelings of just being what it means for me to be a woman, right? It's okay to date yourself. You don't have to wait around. And I promise you, like, if you do this at least once a quarter, if you have children, by the way, I know that a lot of you do. I would highly recommend that you, this is one of the reasons why I want you to get them onto the calendar. That way in advance, you can let people know, hey, I really want to do this for myself. I need to be able to do this for myself. Can you help me by watching the kids? Again, this could be, maybe it's your parents. Hey, these 4 days of the year, I'm going to be just gone for like a day. Can I bring the kids over to the house, or can you come over to my house, watch the kids? Or maybe you have that arrangement with a girlfriend who also has kids, or maybe she doesn't. But you can kind of like set this up in advance so that way there's really no reason for you not to be able to go, right? If you know in advance, you can already make plans ahead of time, whatever those plans might need to be for your situation. Or obviously if you're booed up, your husband, you can say, hey babe, I just really want to take myself out on a date and I'm going to just do this solo. I need you to watch the kids and this is when I'm going to go. I'll be back tonight or tomorrow morning or like whatever. I'm just saying, you know, obviously being respectful of other people's time. If you need to involve other people, just letting them know, hey, this is what I want to do. And this is the date I like to do it. And just make sure that you're free and clear. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would recommend, especially if you have children. Okay. Or if you are in a situation where you have a partner or a husband or a spouse or whatever. Right. But again, it's just like being able to date yourself. It's really just about you tapping into those feelings that you want to feel about yourself, and you're giving it to yourself. You're not waiting around for someone to give it to you. You are literally validating yourself. Now, I know what you're saying, or some of you might be saying, is that, oh my God, going out by myself is very uncomfortable. Yes, it just might be. And you know what? That's okay. That is totally fine. It's really going to help you to get out of your box that says, this is how it's supposed to go. And I have to go with another person and I have to do these things and yada, yada, yada. But you don't. This is liberation. This is tapping into healing and joy and all those things that you want to feel and be in 2024. We don't have to wait for someone to give us permission to do these things for ourselves. You are empowered to do this for yourself. And when you start to date yourself, again, it's going to tap into those feelings of loving yourself, supporting yourself, trusting yourself, being able to trust yourself. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things at play here. I think I said trust twice, but I'm not sure. But and again, also it's about like just understanding who you are and what your needs are. It's about being able to be comfortable being by yourself and learning to enjoy your own company. We need time to learn how to just enjoy ourselves and be content with ourselves and not be in a place where we're like, well, I'll only be happy when I am tied to someone else in all the activities that I do. Does that make sense? So learn to treat yourself, learn to take yourself out, learn to celebrate yourself, learn to set up a date, the type of date that you want, okay, that's going to tap into whatever feelings you want to feel, and then go and do that and do it regularly and do it unapologetically, all right? So again, that's the very first thing. In 2024, at least once a quarter, take yourself out and take yourself out on the nicest date that you're able to invest in at that time. Okay. So it could look different for everybody. Maybe you have a budget per date of, $200. Okay. And that's great. Maybe you have a budget of $400 per date. And that's great. Like whatever makes sense for you. I just want it to be the nicest thing that you can do for yourself, okay? Because this is an investment in yourself that you're making. A lot of times we are afraid to invest in ourselves. We're afraid of a lot of things, right? A lot of us are. We're afraid to invest in ourselves. We're afraid to, you know, put a little money out when it comes to things that are for us. We have no problem in the world investing in our children, investing in our partners, investing in our friends and their birthdays and, you know, their celebrations and all those things. But when it comes to like really investing in ourselves in a variety of ways, but right now I'm talking about financially, there's always something, you know, that, well, oh, the kids are going to need this, da, 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 da. Or, you know, there's just always a reason why it's hard for us to invest in ourselves. I feel like taking yourself out on a date once a quarter is really going to be a great investment of your time, money, energy, all kinds of things, right? And you're going to start to learn so much about yourself. And I think you're going to have fun. If you're on like the first few times or whenever, like just feeling uncomfortable, feel free to bring a book. Feel free to bring your journal. That's okay. Right? Sometimes we just need to be able to go and read because we're feeling a little awkward, a little uncomfortable, but you're still out by yourself. And that's the point. You're still engaging in things for you. And that's the point. All right. So please, 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 if you want to live a life of more healing, joy, all these things we want to tap into in 2024, I really want to advise you to take yourself out. Start taking yourself out. Invest that time into yourself. Invest that time you take in getting all dolled up and beautiful. Tell yourself, I'm doing this for me. You know what I mean? I'm going out and looking beautiful for me. I'm doing these things for me. And that's what it's all about. All right. So that's the first thing. All right. The second thing that I want to recommend to you is, and we just talked about having your own date nights once a quarter. Please, again, put that on your calendar. The second thing that I would say is go on a solo trip in 2024, that's at least 2 or 3 days. Okay. Go on a solo trip. That's at least 2 or 3 days. Just one. You can do more than one, great, but you got to do at least one solo trip. All right. So in 2022, which seems like a lifetime ago, I talked about in the podcast somewhere around maybe September, October 2022, somewhere in there. I talked about how I took a solo road trip and it ended up being about, I would say maybe like 9-10 days total on the road, somewhere in there. And what I did was I drove from California. Obviously, I live in Cali. I drove from California to Georgia, actually. And that is pretty much all the way across the country. And I did it by myself. Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze Anti-Frizz Cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
And it was scary. It was eye-opening. It wasn't scary the whole time. Let me backtrack that a little bit, because I don't want you to think that the entire trip that I was like scared out of my socks. No, I'm just kind of giving you an overview here. But because there were a couple of points where I was just like, oh my God. Okay. So it was a little scary, but it was eye-opening. It was very revealing. It took maybe about, let's just say, 4 days to drive from California to Georgia. I feel like it was 5 days, but I'm not sure. Let's just say 4 days for me to drive. And I met up with some friends and we stayed in an Airbnb for maybe like 4 days or so. My memory's a little foggy on how many days we were there total. And then after that, obviously I had to drive back, which took again, maybe like 4 or 5 days or somewhere in there. So, but it was quite an experience. I'm not sure that it's something that I would necessarily repeat, like actually driving that much of a distance, because I think I drove one way, maybe like 3,000 miles or maybe more, somewhere in there. But I don't think that's something that I would ever do again. And I probably wouldn't recommend you do that specifically, like a cross-country drive back and forth, because we got to think about our safety. I really just sometimes I get into my mind like I'm going to do this thing and then I just do it. And I don't always like look at all the cons. So I'm just very thankful that God was with you, girl, because, again, there were a couple of things where I was just like, ooh. This is a little weird, but overall it was perfectly fine. But if I were to do it again, there would be a couple of things I would probably change. But the point of this is I want you to think about something that you can do, somewhere that you can go by yourself, solo trip. Okay. It could be 200 miles away from your house and it only takes you a few hours to get there. It could be across the country. Maybe you fly somewhere, maybe not necessarily drive across the country. Maybe you fly or take a train or take a cruise or just something along those lines. But there is something that is so powerful about a woman stepping into herself, stepping into her own on this solo trip where you are literally relying on yourself to make this happen. Okay. I can tell you that during my trip, there was so much that I learned about myself. Honestly, I knew that I was powerful. I knew that I was I was strong, but that trip, it proved it. Like, it showed me without any uncertainty that I am a boss. And it's not that you have to take a solo trip to understand that you're a boss, but I think that was something that I needed to see. Sometimes we've got to take action to really unlock some of the things that are within us, okay? And in this solo trip, again, you're going to be relying on yourself, because you're going to safely plan this out, and you're going to make sure you let people know where you're going and your itinerary and how long you'll be and where you'll be stopping and, you know, those kind of things, right? But there's something so powerful about just packing your stuff up and hitting the road or catching a flight somewhere and spending solo time by yourself. All right. I had many conversations with God while I was driving. I had many conversations with myself while I was driving. I saw different things. I experienced different things. I met a few different people. It was just something so out of the ordinary for me. And I feel like solo trips, they really can just shake up our spirits, shake up who we are. We learn so much about ourselves. And when you come back, again, you've had this complete experience, whatever that experience is that you would like to do. Again, for me, it was a road trip, but you've had this complete experience. And there's so many nuggets and lessons that you are going to uncover within yourself. And also, just in the world, you'll see things a little differently. I think that sometimes we've really got to get outside of our bubble so that we can really see the world for what it can be, right? Especially if you're like a homebody, hashtag I'm a homebody, and I'm not ashamed of it. I am proud to be a homebody. But it's like, if you allow yourself to get out of your bubble, there's so much to discover. There's so much to see. There's so much to do. When you step out of your comfort zone, when you try new things, when you learn to enjoy your own company, because I'm telling you, taking this solo trip, whether it's like 2 days, 5 days, like whatever the case may be, you are really going to know, just like on those little dates that you're going to be taking, you are really going to know who you are. And also, do I really enjoy my own company? Why do I enjoy my own company, or why not? Like, where's the disconnect? Where is healing needed? Like, when there's no distractions, when it's just you in the road, or you in your travels, you in your exploration, and you're doing it in a solo way, you can't hide from yourself. You can't hide from yourself. You're going to have all the thoughts. You're going to have all the feelings. There's not going to be as many distractions. Technically, yes, you can pull out your phone. And if you scroll on social media on your solo trip, you know, it's definitely a possibility that you can do that. I mean, I feel like it will be time wasted mostly if you just spent your entire trip scrolling, because you can do that at home. Solo trips are about you experiencing the world. It's time to put the phone away and be with yourself. Be with yourself and allow that healing to take place. Okay. So again, it's just about personal growth, exploring, understanding yourself, trying new things, enjoying your own company, getting out of your bubble, seeing the world, and obviously doing so safely. So again, maybe your solo trip, you drive again 200 miles and you stay at a nice hotel. Maybe it's you spending time at the beach. Maybe it's you spending time at the pool. Maybe it's spending time on a hike. Maybe it's spending time. Maybe you go to a farm and you just stay there for 4 or 5 days. That's something that I honestly have considered. Actually, the two solo trips that I've considered for 2024, I'm not sure if I'm going to do these, but on my mind are these two things. Number one, going to a farm and spending some time just, if allowed, like tending, like farming. Like tending to these animals and just learning more about that kind of stuff. Like, I don't think there's any way, any better way to get your mind off of your day-to-day life than getting on somebody's farm. That's just my thoughts. The other thing that I'm considering, I thought about doing this in 2023. Oh, we're in 2023. I thought about doing this year, but I didn't feel like it was really the right thing to do yet. There's this experience. I think it's in Oregon. I don't recall the name, but if you Google it, you'll find it. And you go into like this, this is going to sound insane. You go into this, it's not a cave. How can I explain this? I wish I knew the name. You go into this man-made, not a shed either. It's kind of like, it's like a retreat, but it's you by yourself. It's on a property. You're not just out in the wilderness by yourself, but you're on this company's property and you can stay. I think the minimum is maybe like one or two days up to however long you want. But the thing is, what does Kiki say? The gag is that you're in complete darkness. You're in complete darkness. They come and bring your food. It's not like you're locked in, like you're a prisoner or anything. It's not that at all. I am totally not giving this a good impression. I know I'm not. I'm not doing it justice. But the point is that you are disconnecting from the world. You are disconnecting from the world. You're thrust into complete darkness for however long you choose. They do come and check on you, I think, once or twice a day. They bring your meals and, you know, there's obviously a bathroom in there. I'm sure there's like a tub or a shower in there, the bed, that kind of stuff. But there's no lights. There's not like a light switch or anything where you can just turn on the light. So you are having this experience, the sensory experience, for however long you want to do it, by yourself. And I really want to do that, as crazy as it sounds, because I feel like that will just really help me to sit with myself, to think all the thoughts, and to just come out much more empowered and really just knowing more about myself. And we don't realize like how much our senses are overloaded, just living day to day in the cities that we live in the communities that we live in the country that we live in, with all this technology and lights and sounds and, you know, different things like that. We don't realize it because we've just become so accustomed to it. We're just very accustomed to it. That's just what it is. So some of the people that did the experience, because yeah, they have videos. I think you can even find videos on YouTube as well as their website. But the people come out and it's like they're entering a whole new world. The colors are brighter, the birds chirping. It just hits different because you haven't heard that in a few days. You haven't experienced light in a few days. You haven't seen another person in a few days. So when you come out, it's just like, I don't want to say you're reborn, because I don't know, that might not be the right feeling or mood that I'm trying to give you here, but it's just like you're just changed after your time being tucked away, just experiencing yourself. Again, I know I'm not doing the experience justice, so I would encourage you to go to Google and put in, I think it's in Portland, Oregon, or somewhere in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure that you can find it. But I am considering doing that maybe for 2 days. People that have gone in, a lot of them said that they slept a lot, which to me makes sense because there's not really too much you can do. And then other times you're just sitting with yourself. You're thinking all the thoughts. Some people go in there and they're singing. Maybe you pray. There's just different things. But again, you're just sitting with yourself for however long you want to do it. That's it. There's no distractions, literally. So yeah. Maybe that's a little off the wall for you, but that's what I'm considering. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it in 2024, but I would like to. I'm not even sure how long I could last, but, you know, I would like to. Anyway, I'm going off topic. Go on a solo trip, sis, by yourself, okay? See the world. See the world. Enjoy yourself, okay? Tap into that growth. Tap into that just getting out of your bubble. Tap into that exploration. Tap into your liberation, okay? Okay, and then the last thing that I want to say This is number three. And I've talked about this maybe in 2021, if I'm not mistaken, or 2022, is that I want you to take a think week. This is something that Bill Gates does every year, or at least he did every year. And how did I hear about this concept? I don't know if I read it in a book in 2022 or if I saw a video or something. I don't recall, but you know, just taking this think week is, to me, it's going to be a time of just like, again, learning, taking time away from daily distractions, taking time to think about your goals for the year or your goals for the quarter. Think about just whatever it is that you need to give yourself time to focus on. But we're so distracted. We're so bogged down in life in the day to day that putting energy to thinking just feels very overwhelming. It's hard to think and center yourself when there's so much swirling around you. And if you're living life, as we all are, if you're listening to this podcast, obviously, life is lifing. Life is definitely lifing. So Bill Gates takes a whole week off. I know that is a luxury that a lot of people are not able to take, but he actually, if I'm not mistaken, again, this is I'm going from memory from when I talked about this in maybe like 2022 on a podcast episode, but he goes somewhere for a whole week, eliminates every single distraction. He probably doesn't even take a phone with him. He goes by himself and he just thinks for a week. That's literally his job, taking time to just think all the thoughts. I think that's amazing. All right. Again, that is definitely a privilege, though. Some of us ain't going to be able to take a whole week, and that's okay. I personally, excuse me, could I take a week? I think I could, actually. But the only reason that I say that is because my child is older. She's not even a kid. She's not even technically a child. I just call her that because she came out of my womb. But my kid is not a kid anymore. So technically, I probably could. Actually, I'm sure I could take a whole week to just go somewhere and think. And that's the only job that I have, is to just think, plan, dream, have all the thoughts, think about goals, think about my life, like really get my philosopher on, right? But some of us will not be able to do that. And it's because we all have different responsibilities. So if you cannot take a think week, okay, take a think day, take a think half day, okay? Take some time where all you are responsible for is yourself and thinking. Now, maybe you make this a part of your solo trip. That's up to you, especially if your time is limited. I feel like personally, it would make sense, at least for me, but your mileage may vary, that these things that I'm talking about are actually three different distinct situations. And the reason that I say that is because we rarely get any time for ourselves. We rarely get any pleasure just for ourselves. We rarely get time to just think for ourselves, do the things we want to do for ourselves, be who we want to be. Like we women, especially Black women, we rarely get this time just for us. So I would love it if you were able to make this three different things and you really map that out in 2024. So you're like, okay, I'm going to take my four solo dates. Maybe your solo date's a whole day. Maybe your solo date is just a few hours. It's really up to you, but it's your time away just to enjoy yourself, okay? Just enjoy your own company. And then as far as the solo trip, again, maybe it's you only go 100 miles from your house. Maybe you go halfway across the world. Again, what we have access to is different for every person listening to this podcast. But again, you're taking time away just to be with yourself, to see the world, to get out of your bubble, to try something new, to do a little exploration. You know what I mean? Traveling alone is a whole mood. It's a whole experience. And I really want to encourage you to do that, because a lot of us, we wait until someone else is available for us to do X, Y, Z. That's like, we wait until we have a partner to exercise so we don't have to go to the gym by ourselves. We wait for someone to want to travel somewhere so we don't have to go anywhere by ourselves. We wait for someone else to say, hey, I want to do XYZ, that thing you've been waiting for, but you just want to do it with someone else because you feel like it'll be too awkward. Like, we just wait. We wait our lives away. We wait and we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait. We're not doing that in 2024. Okay. If you want to live a more empowered life, you want to live a more liberated life, it's okay for you to start doing things by yourself. So that solo trip, again, maybe it's one day. Maybe that's what you can splurge on in 2024. Maybe it's 3 days. Maybe it's 5 days. It's really, again, a personal thing, but definitely doing that. And then lastly, taking that time to think. I would love to be able to be Bill Gates and be able to go away for a whole week into this. He goes to like a cabin or some mountain retreat or something. That isn't right now, at least, something that I'm able to do. That may change in 2024. But at minimum, let's just say I can't get away for a whole week. What I can do is let my daughter know, or and the people in my life. Like, I can turn the phone off. I can say from noon to 9 p.m. this week, every day this week, I do not want to be disturbed. Don't ask me any questions. Don't expect a text back. Like, I might even go away, like to a park or just somewhere where I'm outside of the house for a few hours. Like, you have to do what makes sense for you. But there's definitely workarounds to this. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. There are definitely workarounds to this. So it's all very possible with planning for you to do these things so that, again, you can tap into these feelings that we want to tap into, which, again, are like aligning yourself with healing, aligning yourself with joy, aligning yourself with growth, aligning yourself with understanding yourself, learning yourself, validating your own self, aligning yourself with just tapping into your femininity. Like I said, that for me is really, really important for me in 2024. I want to start doing that. And I have been doing that this year. I told you guys before that I was in like my sweatpants era. I was in my sweatpants. Not that sweatpants are not feminine. They just were like, listen, I was deep into the sweatpants era. Like, I'm putting on the sweatpants every day. And just that whole mindset of me just being super, super like comfortable. Like, I can't even explain it. And there was a few reasons for that. And maybe I'll go into that at another time. I don't want to keep this episode too long or make this too long. But I don't want to be in that sweatpants era anymore. And I'm not. And so I have actually been buying different little clothing articles. Some of them are sweats because we are in winter. But cute little tops and little pants and little jewelry and just kind of zhuzhing myself up a few times a week and putting on my red lip and putting my little earrings on and, you know, just doing things like that and wearing and little cute little shoes and pants and all that stuff, because I really want to tap into my femininity. I really want to tap into my womanhood. I really want to tap into my womanly power. And it's not that the clothes do that, but it's just kind of like a signal for me that it's okay for me to do these things that invite a sense of just being soft and pretty and luxurious and I don't know, things like that. But yeah, these three things really will help you tap into things, and these might be things you haven't been able to tap into consistently for a very long time. It could be, again, I talked about the healing, the joy and things like that, but it could be comfort. It could be ease. It could be rest and restoration and recharging and refuge and like all these things. That's what these three things are going to help you tap into in 2024. Okay. So those are the things that I would highly, highly, highly recommend. And those are three things that I'm going to be doing. And I cannot wait to go out on my first date.
And maybe that's something that I will make a YouTube video about or something like that. But, you know, time will tell. But I'll definitely talk about it, on the podcast at minimum. So, yeah, I'm definitely doing these things because I'm worth it. I deserve it. And so do you. So do you. So that's the three things, my dear, that I wanted to share with you on today's episode. I would love to hear your comments, your questions, your thoughts. Also, kind of like what you think that you'd be able to do in 2024. You can leave that information or those comments on Spotify. That's where you're listening, by leaving a little comment where it says, what did you think about today's episode? Or what did you think about this episode? You can leave it there and I will see it. Or if you join me on Patreon, you can leave like a note on Patreon, which is again, patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. Or you can send me a message on a DM on Instagram, and I will try my best to get back to you there. Not really good with social media, but that's just another way to communicate with me. And that is at Brown Girl Self Care, just like the podcast. Again, at Brown Girl Self Care on Instagram. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure that you share it. Leave a rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. But those two things really help the show to grow. And I am ever so appreciative of any support that you can give your girl. So with that said, y'all, that is it for today's episode of the Brown Girl Self Care Podcast. I look forward to communicating and speaking with you next Monday. In the meantime, have a blessed week.